Hey fuckers, it has been a real hot minute since I have been recording. I have been trying to lay low. I've been really doing a lot of personal development and trying to chill the fuck out in this chaos that we have that is currently our regular everyday life. And today I wanted to talk about something that is direct correlation to what we're all currently going through right now. And it's about relationships. So whether you're poly or you're open or a swinger, right now shit is not fucking cool. You know, like since my last podcast, I was talking about it a little bit, how the dating world is really kind of slowing down because of all of this, but things are still open. Well, that has changed, as we all know. Shit's on lockdown. You know, we some of us who are extroverts are fucking going crazy. And some of us who are introverts are stuck with the people who live with us all of the time. So, I used to think of myself as an introvert, but I think I'm being in this isolation. I really feel like I'm a lot more of an extrovert than I thought I was originally. So the whole purpose of this podcast is to talk about relationships. And you could listen to 1,000 different podcasts about motivation during this time, or business, or, you know, whatever kind of personal development you can think of, but I don't feel like there's a lot of people talking about non-monogamy. And if they are, they're just talking about how shitty it is. And if anyone knows me, and they know me, you know, fairly well, I don't like to focus on the negative ever. I like to focus on the positive at all times. And that has really struck with me throughout all of this, you know, the anxiety and the fears that everybody's been having, and, you know, like just everyone just freaking the fuck out. And you can't play, you can't date, you can't hang out with people. There's nothing you can really do about this situation except for just stay put and not see anyone. And, you know, and for some people, this is a really tricky situation. Like, say, for example, you're that person that has a partner who is currently dating in a poly setting. And you were on your search for your secondary or whatever it may be, your other partner. And now that's kind of mute. You know, it's kind of hard to currently go and date or, you know, hang with someone, really, because sorry, I'm driving. Just ignore the beeping. It's a great feature in my car when I'm turning a corner. Anyways, so you could be that person, you know, that like that it means a lot to you for actually having equality or an equilibrium of both of you having a partner at the same time, and that might be easier. So during this time, not only are we already feeling more isolated, we're feeling poly isolation and swinger isolation, and you know, there's plenty of things where it's really discouraging to some people. And there's a lot of other groups that I am a part of that are doing different things to try to get people to interact, especially those who are extroverts, which I think is great. It's like a digital Zoom and stuff. So that's wonderful, you know, but it's never the same. You know, I nearly Zoom every day working out with my friends, and I have for, you know, over a year. And it's not the same as when you like feel that energy hanging out with somebody else, or even it's different when you're just on the phone and hanging out with somebody else. So I see that there could be a lot of complications, but I also know that in relationships, things are a little tense. I'm not really talking about mine, but a lot of people, you know, I've been seeing a lot of these like help memes that are supposed to be jokes that are kind of serious, that like, what's the divorce rate going to be after coronavirus? And that's a sad thought. You know, like if we're actually meant to sit and hang out with our partner for long periods of time, we're expected to have get a divorce or have some disputes. And I know that it's important to have your own lives and a regular day life, but I think that we should all shift our mindset, because we have a people in our lives for a reason. I truly believe that the universe has, or whatever it is, has lined us in a path where certain people are in our lives for a reason. And, you know, some relationships aren't healthy, and I agree, you know, like, if you're not unhappy, then, you know, leave, blah, blah, blah. I really strongly feel like that is of importance. Because, you know, like, leave, do your thing. However, I do think that now that we're actually in a struggling moment, that we need to take a moment and just remain positive and focus on the things that we can control, like doing something good for your partner, doing something good for your metamour that's far away. If you don't know what a metamour is, that's just like, say my fiance had a girlfriend and she's my friend. So, you know, do something nice for your people and those you love and care about, and try to be patient. And as you're both feeling this this anxiety and fearful of life, really, and it's important to just like have some perspective in all of this while we're sitting here freaking out looking at statistics every day about how bad it is and what's happening in the world. Just unplug for a little while and spend some important, much needed time with your partners. And if you can't see them right now, and if they're in a separate lockdown than you, you know, just, you know, create a fake date Zoom, you know, put on a Zoom and light some candles and watch a TV show together, or create a little fort and, I don't know, do something fun, or write a poem or whatever. Just do something sweet and nice and romantic for those that you love. And stay positive in all of this, because it's not going to be here forever. It is going to go away. You know, we're not at the worst of it yet, but we are super strong when we are strong together. And don't forget that what your normal is not this. You have to remember that. So just remember that your relationships, no matter where they are or what status you're in right now, it's not always going to be like this. And it might change. But be prepared to have conversations where things can grow and things can get better and more positive, and just focus on the things that actually mean something to you, and that is your people. So, like, even just, you know, whatever, there's 1,000 different examples I can use. Take this as a hint from the universe. The universe has told me to tell you guys that it is important to take time for your relationship. So whoever is listening, take a second. Appreciate your partner. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you care, and that no matter what is happening in the world right now, we have each other. And that's what I wanted to tell my people. And as I'm growing myself, and this podcast is growing with me, and it might not be the same podcast that you all once, you know, loved and heard before and are used to, I'm changing it as I grow too, because at the end of the day, I do the best I can for myself, and I try to pass that on through all of you. Hold on, we have parking tickets coming our way. Did I tell you guys that I was at work? Anyways, so I just wanted to put it out there, so that if you guys are like, why isn't she talking about cum? And why isn't she talking about, you know, like all the sexy things? I'm still going to talk about that shit. Maybe not as raunchy, maybe as raunchy, who knows, based on my mood that day. I just want to be my most authentic self. And people keep telling me that as they're listening to me grow, and as they're listening to me in this podcast and change it and find my voice. And I love that. I love that I'm finding my voice. I love that I'm changing and growing and finding my passions. And it's so fucking natural. Like, I have like 30 episodes on here. And one of my friends had actually asked me, she's like, how do you even know, like, how to create content? Like, how do you know, like, you know, like, what to say to people? And I'm like, I just, you know, kind of feel inspiration and I start talking out my butt. That's really what I do. There's no other science to it, to be honest. I go based on what's going on in my life, and it's amazing how many other people feel the same way as I, or that I do. And I love that. And I love inspiring people, and so many people have given me such beautiful feedback. And to you, I thank you. You guys are the reason why I still feel inspired to do this, to keep talking and being out of the box, you know, that a lot of people try to put me in. And, you know, I'm not scared anymore to speak my mind and do the things that I love and speak about the things that I love. And I just want to give some appreciation to my fans who've helped me along this journey of mine. Anyways, I also want to give a little shout out to Club IT, who has your health in mind. They did close down this sad time. They're no longer open at this time, but they will reopen, and I'm sure they'll come back with a bang and more sour soothers. And that will be great. And, you know, I feel a lot of appreciation for Club IT because they're also supporting me in this time where they didn't have to. I gave all my peeps, you know, a little option to not have an ad this month. And that's totally fine because it's a scary time if you're not even remaining open or working. So they're supporting me. So for my love of that, I hope that you guys support them also, because supporting the little guys is important. Mad love to all of you, and I will talk to y'all fuckers soon. Love each other. Be positive. Get your head out of your ass and into your relationships, and appreciate love and everything that you have right now.